Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Why, hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Bravo, East Coast Housewives. It's your main bitch, Kim Yinsky. Sorry that I was not present last week, which, what the fuck? I totally should have been present, but I couldn't fucking talk. I had the laryngitis. That's why I didn't have an episode last week, but that really sucks because that's whenever the scandal happened. Like, holy shit, I disengaged, bitch, which I shouldn't have, but I couldn't help it. You know, health is kind of first, right? Before Vanderpump Rules. But yes, Yins guys, I'm sorry that I didn't do an episode last week. I definitely didn't have a voice and I didn't want to try to do a whole podcast of me talking like this because it would be really annoying. Like, I hate doing that because that's speaking on the fry of your voice. And as far as, you know, Yins guys, I studied voice in college. So speaking on the fry of your voice sucks, and it's really dangerous if you do it constantly. Like Kim Kardashian and all of her family members, they do it all the fucking time. That's why I can't even watch them anymore. But like, oh my God, I didn't want to do an episode like that and kill your ears. So that's why I didn't do it. But holy shit. Yins guys, I don't know where to begin, okay? And I know there's 8 million other podcasts that are basically saying the same thing. I don't know where to begin. Oh my gosh. Now I'm saying it. I'm the bitch that's saying it. But how did this happen? I never saw it coming. I really didn't. And honestly, this is such a big thing. And it's funny because Carol Radswell, right, our New York housewife alum, right, she took to her social media or she spoke to someone and said this whole Vanderpump thing has gotten way out of hand, which to her defense, I agree. This has gotten way out of hand. I mean, let's just be real. This shit happens probably so much more than we know, okay? Now, it's just aired on national television, and obviously we know the characters in the show, so we feel like we are like personal friends of theirs, if you will, you know? But I agree with her. I think this has gone way bigger than it probably should. Now, that's not saying that I am like, oh, this isn't a big deal. Yeah, it is a big deal. It's fucked up. Tom Sandoval, I don't know if I ever really liked you. I think I tolerated you and Schwartz. Like, they're both fucking annoying. They should just marry each other. I feel like, you know, it's almost like Katie and Tom were married. She was smart by getting out of that marriage because she's an actual adult. And we saw Jerry O'Connell on Watch What Happens Live recently. And he said that both the Toms are kids. They are. They're boys because they can't grow the fuck up. Okay. Yes, I love Disney World. I'm going to Disney in the mid-June era, whatever. You get what I'm saying. So I'm going there mid-June with my family. But like Peter Pan syndrome, I don't want that in some 40-year-old guy. No. Grow the fuck up. But Tom and Katie, they were married. Tom and Tom, they're married in their business. And I think just like emotionally, I just got an email. So it's almost like Tom and Tom were having an affair with each other while Schwartz was married to Katie. Ariana was with Tom. But I, you know, they knew that, right? So there was nothing sexual, I would think. But, you know, they kind of knew that. But this Raquel Rachel thing, where the fuck did this come from? I don't, you know, Raquel is like trying to come out as this villain, like, oh yeah, fuck you, Lala, I am on top, you cannot talk to me, and all this kind of stuff. And if you guys watched the episode last night, Andy made sure to hype it up and say, this was not re-edited. You guys will be like floored. And I'm sorry, Andy, you kind of hyped it up. I was really looking for something huge, okay? But I didn't really see it. But Andy went on to talk about it on Watch What Happens Live with Katie, because she was on there last night with Danny Pellegrino. I guess he's like, I should probably know who he is. He's kind of important because he's like a podcaster or whatever, but I don't. So she goes on there and she says, I have it saved. And this is, I think, what Andy meant as far as like, oh, we didn't re-edit this, but holy shit. She says in her confessional, after Raquel says to Lala, because Lala says, you know, with you being drunk, Raquel, I wouldn't trust you being around my man. And then Raquel's like, well, good thing you don't have a man to begin with, Lala. Da, da. Ooh, that was ballsy. Like, Raquel's balls dropped that night, okay? She was just like, I will get you. I am drunk as fuck. I have, like, a fucking projector starlight thing in my hotel room. Like, whatever. I am winning this life. So Katie says, after she said that, after Raquel said that to Lala, she says, it seems that she's only interested in men that her friends are either married to or interested in. And that's a big red flag for me. I think that's what Andy was talking about as far as like, we didn't re-edit this. We didn't have Katie come in and say this kind of shit. But I was expecting more. I thought I would have seen more interaction with Sandoval and Raquel to kind of be like, oh, well, this is very interesting. Now, obviously, Yin's guys, I'd say I think majority of this episode is going to be about Sandoval because it's the hottest topic ever. I think Bravo's ratings have gone like to hell and high water, like holy shit, like Amazing Grace, like all up there, okay, super high. And people who never heard of Vanderpump Rules, and if they watch CNN, they will now have heard of Vanderpump Rules because it was a scrolling newsworthy thing to say on CNN. Oh my God, I thought that was hilarious. But real quick, we talk about Jersey. From what I recall, because Scandoval is so far in my mind, Frank and Dolores. Frank is trying to tell Dolores, like, I miss our relationship at the baseball game that she hosts. It's like a fundraiser thing that they did last year. And, you know, this is the demise that we're seeing between Joe and Teresa's relationship even further with their kids and all the shit. So it's pretty sad. Everyone thinks that they should just put that relationship to bed and to rest. I am one of those ones that, no, you don't do that. Your family, figure that shit out. If you don't talk for a little bit, that's fine. But like, you have to figure that shit out. Because why? You will regret it one day. I tell you this. With Jax, if we recall, Jax did not have his mother to his wedding. Who knows if she's seen her grandson? Who knows if she met her? Him, I'm sorry. And I tell you this. Whenever it's too late, you know, I feel, you know, heaven forbid, it's not like I'm wishing any of that shit to happen. But it's inevitable. Like, we all come and go, right? So I feel like there will be a huge amount of regret for not mending the relationship. Family is family. It doesn't really matter. I mean, obviously there are some exceptions, yes. But I feel like with Teresa and Joe, I think they just need to get the fuck over themselves. And Teresa, I feel like, is kind of a Peter Pan gal, a Peter girl syndrome, if you will. I feel like she's never really fully grown up, so she needs to be an adult. And I also think that Joe needs to go to fucking like anger management, for crying out loud, because he's like super aggressive. He should hang out with Louis all the time because Louis can calm him down. So I do feel like he has been the best for Teresa and her family. Ooh, other little thing that I saw on Instagram. I have all these things saved. Apparently. Oh, also, did you guys hear that Robin now... This is rumor mill. Who knows if it's true? Rumor mill is Robin has been replaced Real Housewives of Potomac. She is no longer a cast member. She's no longer a main bitch. She's a side piece, if you will, to the show. And Mia's ex-friend, right, Jacqueline, is taking her spot. I don't know if any of you guys heard that, But that's what I saw in social media. Is that true? Who knows? But I'm just saying, wanted to update you on that little tea that I sipped a little bit last week while I was on my laryngitis tour. Now, Reality Blurb here is saying that Juan Dixon has been reportedly fired as the head coach of Coppin State amid the lawsuit against the school, which he was named in affair allegations. So remember whenever he never allegedly said something about, what was it, the sexual harassment or something between a player and one of the coaches or something like that. This is literally off the top of my head. This is not Bible, but they did talk about it in the reunion. Obviously, Robin said he didn't know that shit, blah, 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 blah. So I guess per Reality Blurb, they're saying that he got fired. And then they said the affair allegations. Now, I wonder if that's like the affair allegations within the show, like with him and Robin, because would that be something strong enough to fire someone if you're a head coach for a basketball team? I mean, doesn't really have anything to do with a fucking basketball team. So for them to potentially say that that is another thing of why he got terminated, if you will, that's messed up. Okay, that's really weird, and they need to re-internalize what? Like, why are you doing that? But obviously, as far as, like, if he did know about the sexual harassment thing between the coach and the player and all that kind of stuff, that's fucked up. That's wrong. That's, like, some Joe Paterno shit with Penn State, and I got a lot of shit to say about that. And I need to be careful because there's a lot of people that I know in my life that went to Penn State and find him to be like a god and amazing and all this kind of shit. But I have my other thoughts. We're not going to go into that because that would be like a sports show. And I know, I know about sports. I just don't want to talk about them. We'll get back to Scandoval. Okay. So other things that are worth talking about with Scandoval. I was listening to this podcast called The Vile Files. Nick Vile, I think his name is. Apparently he was The Bachelor or something. I am not into the Bachelor, Bachelorette world as maybe some of you are, so I don't know these people, but I do find it quite funny that a lot of these reality stars or reality starlets that go on The Bachelor, Bachelorette, they always start their own podcast. And it's almost like, are you doing that because you want to stay relevant? That's what I feel like they do. Could I be wrong? Of course. But I don't know any of these people. I've never heard of them. So I was just like, I don't know who the fuck this guy is. So let me look him up. And I'm like, oh, okay, you're an American actor. You were on The Bachelor. Does that mean that you're an actor? No. But anyways, I digress. So I was listening to his podcast because Kristen was on it. And Kristen went on there on behalf of Ariana because she wanted Kristen to basically be Ariana's mouthpiece because Ariana's not really ready to address the world. However, she did go on her Instagram today, I think it was. And yeah, 9 hours ago. It is 11:01 right now, March 16. And she says, I'm going to read what Ariana said on her social, and then we'll get back to Kristen being on The Vile Files. She says, hi, where to begin? I want to express my most sincere gratitude for the outpouring of love and support I have received from friends, family, and people I've never even met in the last 2 weeks. When I have felt like I couldn't even stand, you all have given me strength to continue and seen me through my darkest hours. To say I have been devastated and broken is an understatement. However, I know that I am not in this alone. So many of my closest friends are also grieving this loss right now and reeling from this betrayal on so many levels. I am so fucking lucky to have the best support system in the world, and I hope I can repay every single person for the love you have shown me. What doesn't kill me, better run. Ooh, that's interesting. What doesn't kill me, better run. What does that mean? Am I an idiot and I don't understand what that means? What doesn't kill me, better run. Oh my God, I'm a fucking idiot. Now I know. Yes, what doesn't kill her, you better run. Basically, Tom Sandoval, Raquel, you better fucking run. Because Yin's guys are fucked up. And Christina Kelly was right, okay? Raquel is not as dumb and stupid as everyone thinks that she is. As far as pulling something like this off, maybe intellectual smarts, all that good, like brain smarts and shit, maybe she is. And I don't want to say that because maybe she's not. I don't know. That's not my place to say. But it seems as if she's very, very sneaky, sneaky, as they say in Mr. Deeds, sneaky, sneaky now. She seemed very sneaky and she pulled it off. She pulled it off. Tom Sandoval pulled it off. Everyone is going, I think, harder on Tom Sandoval. Makes sense. Makes sense. He was in a relationship with Ariana for 9+ years. They have a house together. They so much history. Ooh, which with this podcast that I listened to, I didn't listen to all of it, but I listened to the majority of it. So apparently, per Kristen, I guess per Ariana, right? Supposedly, Sandoval texted Ariana, right? An apology or whatever. It was almost like an apology, but like, I'm sorry, but he was basically saying that their relationship was for convenience. Now, I don't know if it was for the show or anything like that, but that's some weird shit, if you ask me. So we also find out that when everyone was like, oh my God, Schwartz and Raquel made out at Coachella. Fuck no. That was Sandoval and Raquel making out at Coachella. And I think Kristen was like, I think that was the time whenever Schwartz found out about the affair, right? Kristen also said that supposedly Sandoval spoke about the affair with his mother in December. And then I guess March. So a month before now, maybe that's what they're saying that Schwartz found out. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. He knew. He probably knew whenever it started. It's just like they're up each other's assholes so much. Like that's, I don't know, man. It's just, it's crazy. I do feel like Schwartz knew around the time when it started. I really, really do. Could I be wrong? Of course. So we also find out too, they obviously share the house, right? I think both their names are on the house. So I guess Ariana wants him to like go kick it somewhere else because she's trying to grieve this whole thing. Totally makes sense. Tom is coming back saying, you know what? My name is on this house too. I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to come and go as I please because Kristen reached out to him and said, hey, you know what? Allow her, text her before you're going to come in because we want to make sure that she's not by herself because if she is by herself, whenever you come in, things could erupt and it wouldn't be good for either of you. So I guess the text that Tom sent to both of them was like, you're not going to tell me when to come and go in my house that I'm paying for. I will come in whenever I want and you will not say anything about it. So he's kind of being a dick narcissist right there, which Kristen has already said in the past. He's a super narcissist, right? Now, Kristen, yes, has not had a good track record, right? She kind of did the same thing that Tom Sandoval did, is doing, whichever. So I don't know. There's just a lot of incestuous relationships here within this cast. And we do find out, though, Ariana and Katie are the only ones on this cast that have never cheated on their significant other. And I completely agree with that. And I totally believe it. So it just sucks because sometimes the nice gals finish last. You know what I'm saying? But that's just right now. I do feel like now since this whole thing has come out, their business, their sandwich shop, once it opens, it is going to surpass the success of Tom Tom. Maybe not of Tom Tom because you got LVP. Ooh, LVP news too. So it will surpass Schwartz and Sandy's. There are so many people on Reddit right now going after the business. Do I feel like that's right? No, because there are other people within that restaurant trying to make a living. So go after the Toms. Don't go after the business. Just saying. So let me see here. Let me see here. So after also we find this news out, Andy's like, get the fucking cameras out. We need to get this shit. So cameras have gone out again. They are filming about what's going on. And supposedly Tom and Raquel filmed a scene where they were kissing. That's disgusting. That's gross. I mean, I really just feel like with them hiding with the social media and shit, at this point, it seems like they don't care. Like, just be balls out with it at this point. You know, post that shit on social media that you guys are an actual real thing, right? Because the big thing is, Teddy Mellencamp, she, listen, I don't know if she wants to be a housewife again, but like, She seems a little thirsty, if you ask me, okay? I wasn't a huge Teddy fan. She was just sort of like there, whatever. So she was in and out real quick. So I don't know if she's super thirsty, but supposedly she's saying that Lisa Vanderpump paid Raquel to fucking do this whole affair, paid her to have like some shit going on in the show, to have like amazing ratings and all this kind of shit. That's what Teddy Mellencamp thinks. That is so bizarre. And as Ariana would say back in the day, that is so obtuse. I don't see that. Where is that coming from? You're pulling it out of thin air, out of your asshole. I don't understand it. I don't agree with it. I feel like, yes, these OC, not OC women, which by the way, they're filming or they're editing and shit. Andy says it's going to be a great season. So these Beverly Hills bitches, they don't like Lisa Vanderpump. And what I think is Lisa Vanderpump is so good at manipulating the Beverly Hills women. That's why they come up with all this shit. They can't help that Lisa Vanderpump has like the smarts to kind of do this shit undercover and all this kind of stuff and keep her hands clean. She can just do that and she gets away with it. It's kind of like, I almost was going to say it's kind of like Raquel, but it really isn't because Raquel got caught in all this kind of shit. She got caught with her pants down, literally, because she sent that tape to Sandoval. Ew, I don't even want to think about it. It's so gross. Anyways, Vanderpump doesn't do that with the Vanderpump kids. I really feel like she looks at all of them as her children. So it's just a different dynamic. Do I feel like she paid Raquel to do all this shit for the show? No, I do not. That is kind of a reach, girl. A reach. So that was pretty interesting. Let me see what else is going on. Other notes that I have here. Oh, everyone says that Sheena punched Raquel and now Raquel has a restraining order, which is, listen, she did what she needed to do to feel safe or something. Now, whatever, it is what it is. They're trying to figure out this reunion deal. Andy did say they are going to figure out a way to get this reunion done because reunion's supposed to be recording on the 23rd. But the trial date for Sheena and Raquel is the 29th, I believe. And right now, Sheena can't even do a Zoom call with Raquel there for restraining order. I don't know. That shit's fucked up. But guess what? Sheena did not punch her. She pushed her, maybe. Okay? Now, obviously, there's her story, there's Sheena's story, and then there's the truth. To be quite honest, I don't really care about that. I really don't. I just don't. So we also learn, I'm literally thinking off the top of my head right now, but like there's so much stuff going on and Yin's guys already know. I'm a fucking week late. I'm so sorry. Jax and Brittany are going to be on Watch What Happens Live next Wednesday. So that'll be interesting. I'm pretty sure they're not going to be on the show. Kristen was asked on that podcast if she would ever consider going back to the show. She said, hell no, it's too toxic. I don't want to be involved in that. She did, however, record a scene within this season. So we will see her back on screen for a little bit of time. So we'll wait for that. Whew. Whenever Andy asked Katie on Watch What Happens Live last night, was she surprised about the affair with Raquel and Tom? She said she wasn't. That's telling. I feel like everyone else in the world was. We were shooketh. So obviously something was going on in that friend group that wasn't kosher, if you will. And they were trying to figure out, but it was almost like, we can't believe this. Like it would just be too crazy. But however, looking at Raquel and how she is right now, she is like, she's a hot girl. She's like, What the hell was Lindsay Hubbard before she ended up with Carl? Hot Hub Summer. She is going like Hot Hub Summer, the Raquel style diaries, making out with Oliver, Garcelle's son in Vegas, telling Lala that, I'm sorry, Lala, you're just jealous because I got the guy and you didn't. And then her PR team going on social media saying that, oh my God, I have such a problem. I need validation from men and I'm trying to work on myself and da 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 da. Whatever. Come on. Spare me. Spare me. Okay. Oh my God. That's like taking fucking candy from a 5-year-old. Like, I'm over it. I can't. And I watched Lala, she posted a post about...
She posted a post.
That was stupid. She posted about the recent episode. She kind of like retold it after she watched it. Just kind of the Havasu thing and the way that Raquel was coming after her about, well, you slept with my man. And then Lala's like, that was 6 years ago when I was drinking and all this kind of stuff. Now, here's the thing. It is quite funny sometimes that Lala seems like she can... She does these things kind of like what Raquel did, okay? Let's just be real. It's under wraps, and then eventually it comes up to surface. Like everything that is not great, it usually comes out eventually. Look at this whole scandal in the first place. But I do find it weird that Lala did kind of get a pass for sleeping with Randall, being married at the time, supposedly. But like, honestly, I hate to say this, but like, I don't care enough about the truth reality of that because I have my own fucking life to worry about. But it is kind of funny per this show that everyone is kind of rallying with Lala saying, oh, whatever, that was 6 years ago and blah, blah. But 6 years ago, it was a big thing. Just no one knew about it. Okay. Right now, it's happening in real time and they're making a big deal about it. But guess what? 6 years from now, it's not going to be a big deal, right? So I do find that a little interesting. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. Let's just keep going with the scene. I don't need to rehash this. Like, old news. Let's move forward and find fucking Tom Sandoval. Also, too, the fact that supposedly from this podcast, The Vile Files with Kristen, she's saying that this affair started around the time after this trip or during this trip, around this time. So whenever Raquel left early from the trip because she didn't feel welcome, she didn't feel welcomed by the girls, she left with Charlie. And that was a nice little cameo for Charlie. We're probably not going to see her for the rest of the season. She's not that interesting, but she is trying to deliver some lines to be a main bitch. I appreciate that. So they leave, and apparently... per the grapevine of gossip, that is when Sandoval and her, Raquel, hooked up, had sex, did the thing. But let's just think about it. This is all happening. Poor Ariana had to put her dog down. What the fuck? How selfish? How selfish is he to do that? And that's a really disgusting human being for just, I couldn't even imagine. Ariana has been handling this whole situation with grace, even though we haven't really heard much from her except for that statement today. You know, she's kind of been on a low profile. She deleted her social media for a little bit, then she came back on. She obviously defriended or unfollowed both Sandoval and Raquel, rightfully so. We all want to know the time frame. People are saying that Coachella, it was Sandoval and Raquel. Schwartz was covering. But then Kristen was also saying, then Raquel and Sandoval hooked up after the Havasu trip. But then there's a scene coming up where Raquel kisses Tom Schwartz. So I don't know. They're like sharing her or something. I'm not really sure. I would really love to hear more from James Kennedy about all of this. And I don't know. I just want to know, how did she have it in her to do all of these things? We never saw that. We never saw that whenever we saw her on film. I don't know if she, I don't know. If you think about this, she's trying to be like Lala a little bit as far as like her attitude and shit. She's just a little bit more passive. Obviously, she feels very threatened. She's always felt threatened by Lala, which I totally get because Lala slept with James, more than once. So I can understand that. But it almost seems like yesterday's episode, she kind of like was trying to throw herself at Lala and be like, hey, bitch, I'm coming out on top. Even though Lala looks at her and says, disengage, bitch. Which was great. I love that. Meredith Marks was probably like, oh my God, she's using my line. That's so great. Oh, my God, this is some good shit. So, yeah, I really just, I'm looking forward to the reunion. They're going to be taping it next week from what people are saying. I don't know if they're going to push it back until after the trial date because Kristen is saying, how convenient is this right now for Raquel to not have to show up to the reunion and do it via Zoom and all this kind of shit? How convenient that she's trying to get out of it that way. Also, I can't remember if I read it somewhere, but I forget. Are Tom and Raquel, are they really going to be a thing? Are they really in love with each other? Because when Raquel delivered her I'm sorry apology, she never said, like she did say, I'm not going to tell you. Like, I don't know where I stand with Sandoval and da da da. So she is talking about the relationship. Do they have one or do they not have one? It's very confusing. Obviously, we have a lot of unanswered questions. I feel like, will we get them answered at the reunion? I feel like we will partially. We will not get the full story. We won't. Maybe they want to extend that to the next season. Who knows? Because we definitely know that the show will be picked up again because it's juicy as fuck. Summer House, though, I have to say, I'm bored with it. I people are saying that that guy last night on Watch What Happens Live, he said, doesn't look like Kyle and Amanda want to be there. Carl and Lindsay are never there. It's just sort of like they grew up from the show. Sure, you can say that. I'm just not interested. I don't find anything that they're doing really exciting. Again, Paige is still in her bed, blah, blah, blah. It's just not exciting for me. So there's that. And Vanderpump, yes, will definitely get picked up again. I don't think we'll get the full story. But even when Andy was asking Katie questions last night about this whole thing, Katie was very hesitant and very, what's the word? She chose her words well. There are certain things that she knows that she's not telling. And I don't know if it's because she's saving it for the reunion, possibly. Or there's more to it and maybe she just doesn't want to air that dirty laundry on national television because it's really fucking hard to deal with. I'm not sure, but I am looking forward to what the fuck is going to unravel. Again, we all are eating this up. We love it. We love it. We love it because it is interesting. It is over the top, but we also have to realize, yes, reality shows, sometimes they're not as real as we think, but this is fucking real. This is real, and it's such a bittersweet thing, right? We love it for the show, right? The drama is great, but it's really bitter to know that this is a real-life situation that Ariana is going through, and basically the rest of the friend group, I mean, they were betrayed by both of the fucking Toms, and it's just like, how do people recover from this? Obviously, they'll find a way because these motherfuckers want to make money. I'm talking about Tom and Tom. So they'll find a way to kind of come back, maybe, and it might take a while. Kristen was saying it's going to be a really hard thing to have Raquel and Tom come back from this. They really have to be humble, eat their humble pie, and really like figure this out and try to see if they can come out where people like them again. Because we all know that Tom is a narcissist. He does like that attention. I mean, he has a fucking cover band that he pays his fucking musicians to practice, which I think is great. Pay your musicians. Yes, it's a big thing. Local music. Yes, they need to be paid. Thank you very much. That's my PSA. And he just goes on national, like, little tours and shit to do cover band music. I don't know. Basically, he formed that whole group, the Tom Sandoval and the Most Extras, because he wanted all his fans from the show to come out and support him and treat him like a rock star. Do I fully believe that? Absolutely. Absolutely. So I don't know if people are showing up at his shows anymore, but I guess it was fun while it lasted. I do feel like Raquel is probably more apologetic right now because she got caught. So yeah, we'll have to see. I'm looking forward to what's going on as far as the show. I feel very bad about the real life situation between Ariana and, just it's fucking sad. So as I said, there's like 8 million other podcasts where people are saying the same shit, giving their input, their, you know, all that kind of stuff. So I hope you guys enjoyed my little input right there. So yins guys, thank you so much for listening. Next week, we'll definitely get back to Jersey. Like I said, this is just such a big thing on Bravo. Like, no one can put this to rest at all. It's just so big in front of our faces. We gotta there's just so much to talk about, so many feelings. But in the meantime, follow your girl, man. Follow your girl on Instagram at Bravo Yinzer. Yinzer spelled Y-I-N-Z-E-R. And make sure to follow us too at Believe Network and at Believe Lifestyle. Yas, Yins, guys. Keep up to date on those Vanderpump Rules streets. I will be trying to be. And yeah, it's pretty heavy. It's been a heavy like week and a half, 2 weeks, I'd say. So, Yins guys, I hope you have a lovely weekend. And I shall catch Yins guys next time.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.